My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to keep your work in perspective. Most stuff is not a true emergency, and staying calm will make work more sustainable. So I know that in many workplaces these days, there is a constant sense of emergency. Every deadline brings panic and a sprint to get things done. I know lots of places are short-staffed and everyone's trying to do more with less. But is it truly an emergency? I know of a wise manager who reminds her team when they are getting stressed out, you are not first responders. Paramedics, EMTs, firefighters, and police officers are first responders. When an emergency occurs, they do, in fact, drop everything and deal with it. But if your work is not fighting fires, providing critical medical care, or stopping crimes, then you are probably not dealing with a true emergency. Now, I'm not saying your work isn't important. It probably is. But it's best to behave in line with the actual stakes. Keeping a sense of calm makes life more sustainable. Helping your workplace have fewer things that feel like emergencies can also make life more sustainable for everyone around you. So how do you do that? First, you don't have to mirror everyone else's frenzy. Even if people around you are canceling everything else and insisting they'll need to work all weekend and such, that doesn't mean you automatically have to do this. Do you have enough time to do your part of your project before it's supposed to be done? If so, awesome. Someone else's panic doesn't need to be your panic, and you don't need to augment theirs. Even if you're not leading the team, you can work on reducing the sense of emergency. For projects involving multiple people and multiple steps, help map out the schedule and when each step needs to happen. It can help to make the relationship between incremental steps and the finished product as explicit as possible. For instance, you might say, for the report to be published by March 1st, the final text, photos, and graphics have to go to the graphic designer by February 15th, so that the report can be sent to the printer February 22nd. Or, for the mailing to go out in Monday's mail, I'll need the spreadsheet by close of business Thursday. You can even go on to say, if I get the spreadsheet on Friday, we'll have to get the mailing out in Tuesday's mail. That way, your colleagues won't assume that if they run late, you will be working all weekend to get back on schedule. And to be clear, for the vast majority of things, a mailing going out on Tuesday is really not that different from one going out on Monday. The earth will keep spinning. No buildings are going to burn down. Of course, if your workplace is in a constant state of emergency, communicating about timelines will only get you so far. You may need to be prepared to deal with time crunches that should have been avoidable, but for whatever reason, are not. Fortunately, there are still a few ways that you can insulate yourself. For instance, you can build in as much buffer to your schedule as you can. Work ahead on projects where you can and don't overschedule yourself. So there's always slack in your schedule, so you can get unexpected big tasks done fast. If you know your colleagues and just realize that every Monday you're going to be turning around a big task that landed on your desk over the weekend, you are going to be much happier than if you get to your desk Monday morning, expecting to accomplish something in particular, and end up having to delay it until you've dealt with the latest emergency. Just plan that there will be an emergency. Dealing with so-called emergencies also requires knowing yourself. If you are energized by a tight deadline for an important project, or if you tend to get everything done at the last minute, you can just try to make the most of that adrenaline rush. But do try not to spread this to everyone else. Most stuff will get done. Most unexpected complications aren't truly unexpected. The vast majority of normal working stuff is not actually an emergency. We are better off not taking it quite so seriously. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.